everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today on Senior Fitness with Meredith, Motivation with Meredith. So today we are going to talk about going easy on ourselves. And I don't mean that necessarily as just letting ourselves do whatever we want to do, but after I say the quote, you'll understand what I mean. So our quote for today, be gentle with yourself. You are doing the best you can. And I know we've all heard this one. We've all seen this one. I am 100% sure of it. Be gentle with yourself. You are doing the best you can. And this is just a good reminder that I think we all need to hear from someone else all the time, that we really are most of the time doing the best we can. We are trying every single day to attain what we are trying to attain, to be whom we think we should be at that given moment. But it doesn't always mean that we're going to be there, that we're going to attain those goals every single day, that we're going to be the best every single day and not falter, not mess up, not stumble over things, not want to give up. That's normal. That's a human reaction to have, and that's not a bad thing. That just, as I said, shows we are human and that we do have faults. But remembering that we have to say every single night before we go to bed, we did the best we could do today. And that's it. It's not getting mad at ourselves, not comparing, not looking at what we were able to do possibly even yesterday and thinking that's what we're supposed to do today. Because unfortunately, that's not how life is. So the quote again, be gentle with yourself. You are doing the best you can. How many of us know that we are doing the best we can do, but we still want to get upset with ourselves? And that's why I want this quote to really be something you think about every single day, and especially before you go to bed at night. Saying to yourself, I did good today. I may not have achieved the goal that maybe possibly I was trying to. Maybe I didn't do the workout I wanted. Maybe I didn't eat the way I wanted to. Maybe something happened at work or in my relationship or my family life. Whatever it may be. We have to constantly remind ourselves to be gentle with ourselves. Don't beat ourselves up over it, because we are lucky enough to wake up and have tomorrow and try again and keep working hard. And that's what it is to keep living our positive and happy life, continuing to do the best you can do. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, I'm here for you and we're all here for you at the Senior Fitness with Meredith community. Go on to www.seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. You can sign up for our newsletter, see all of our wonderful content we have from our workouts, our live streams, all of our many podcasts that we do. We have a donation page, merchandise, and of course the 7-day custom workout plans that I will create specifically for you and what your needs are. So please make sure you go on, sign up, and send me an email. Give me a comment. I'd love to hear what your favorite quote is or how you feel about this one or ones that we've done in the past. Again, thank you all so much. I look forward to our next time together. Bye-bye.
It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.